1208 prophecy on the 24th of September, 1998.
Mijo. I am what you see today. I am what you see tomorrow. All what you see, all what you touch, all that you have is in my hands. If you believe that you can leave and go and hide from the coming events, you're sadly mistaken. For all will become a fiasco. All will stop. All will cry for mercy. I have told this lazy planet that's so into demonic beliefs and actions that I would have the final say, and many of you fell away. Many of you laughed at God. Many of you said dirty jokes. Many of you think it's so funny to mock God. You get with your friends and you snicker and you say your dirty jokes and you make adultery sound like it's funny. You make lying sound like it's good, a way of life. Even your president thinks he's so wise and so clever. And all those comedians that are on television, on the radio, that take this so lightly. We will see. When you're crying for mercy, when you're down on your knees, screaming for help, just before my heel of my shoe squashes you like a fly, we will see if your dirty mouth, your dirty mind, your dirty friends, your dirty politicians will help you. We'll see if your morals can save you on that day. I hear everything. I see everything. You believe that the world conditions will eventually get better. You better wake up and read the Bible. I have heard and I have seen some of the letters that my prophet Raymundo gets. You people think you're so clever. You're so wise. I know many of you don't like him for what he says. Some of you call him a right-wing fundamentalist. Some of you think he's crazy. Some of you think he's on drugs. But wait and see when you're on your knees asking for mercy because you didn't listen to this prophet of mine. I'm serious. I'm direct, and I'm to the point. If I'm going to squash you, I'm going to squash you. Raymundo's having a hard time now with finances. He's doing some little jobs here and little jobs there to keep the ministry going. Sometimes he believes I'm not there, but he is blessed, and I will give him mercy. He's doing the best he can with what he has. But the rest of you who are laughing, pointing your finger at him, making jokes, we will see. Even you pastors, you think I don't see and I don't hear what you're saying about my prophet. You haven't read the Bible. There's a part in the Bible where it says, didn't I cast out demons in your name? I tell you, I do not know you. But when I squash you, it won't matter to me. For I gave my law, I gave my prophecies, I gave my visions to many people to deliver to this little planet, and you laughed at my prophets, and you rejected the word of God. That's what I see. You didn't obey, you didn't comply, you ridiculed, and you mocked your God with your pride and with your religious words. We will see. The day is rapidly approaching when we will see each other eye to eye. You have no idea of the power of God. You think these hurricanes that are moving around and more instructions as the days come, and I will give him the funds he needs to deliver my words at the right time, at the right place. But there will come a day where Raundo will not need any more money. He will not need any more words from God, for everything will stop, and my heel will come down on what is dirty, on what is filthy, and then I will speak to all directly from heaven, eye to eye, face to face, and I will hug, and I will kiss my little children that followed my words, obeyed, and loved each other with the love of God. So my children that are seeking me, read the Bible, pray, have communion, help your brothers and sisters, for your Lord Jehovah, your King of Kings, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit, are walking side by side with you through the ups and downs of the coming days. With love and affection, we will see you through these troubled days, these troubled times. Until I see you in heaven, I bid you farewell.